each other.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more City of Broken Dreamers, so let me shut up and let's get started. Well, or talk. So we have check on Kellen, check on Ellen, rather. Check on Katie and get cleaned up. I think I checked on Ellen, but I'm not sure. All right, 20 more seconds. Come on, this is simple shit. You're doing better. Grim? Hey, sorry it took so long, but I'm back. You're... sorry? That's all you have to fucking say? I thought you were dead. Ellen. Don't you even fucking start. You promised you'd bring her back. I know. So where the fuck is she? I've got a lead. And where the hell were you? It's been days, Grim. I had my own problems, Ellen. If I could have come, I would have. Yeah, and I saw what happened. You let Henry die and lost the one person you were supposed to protect. I'm gonna fix it. You fucking better. We good now? Yeah, just don't push it. Ellen walks over to the couch. You're walking well. Ain't had anything to do but rehab. Well, it keeps you in shape. I still get weird tingles every now and then. Katie says it'll pass. Have I missed anything on this end? Betty spends all day working on Venus. Katie just stares out the window most of the day. You might want to talk to her. Next on the list. The nets say Gloria is a terrorist and I'm a junkie. No mention of Henry. As for me? Seriously? Oh, they're looking for you. That's a given, spook. Aiding anti-corporate terror, I think. And the casualties? Every ghost out there besides you, I think, fragged. I know a lot of them. They weren't bad people. I know. Hey, I'll get out of your hair for now. Yeah, I'll probably get a shower. We'll talk again soon. Hey, I want to go over everything I know with the crew. Can you meet me in the kitchen when you're done? Sure thing. Ooh, possible clue. Finding nothing. Oh! We got it. There you go. Whoops. Katie. Grim, you're alive, and I'm naked. 1 second. Shit, sorry. Of course. I thought... I'm glad you made it out. Did you see what happened? I did. Grim, how are you? I honestly don't know. You did everything you could. I know. I'm confused. How did you survive all that? The feed got killed after. Sonya pulled me out. But I thought she was working against you. Not anymore. It's a long story. And Gloria? Not entirely sure, but I think I know where to find her. I'll have to head out shortly. I just needed to come back here and check in on you guys. She needs to be your priority now, especially after Henry. I know. I'll bring her back. You need to. We're all she's got. I know. Look, we'll all meet in the kitchen area after. Discuss what to do. I'll see you there, alright? Yeah.
Get cleaned up.
Ugh, fuck me. Are you alright, sir? I don't know how to do this, Sam. After what happened, how do I face them? Advice from me on those matters is outside my programming, though I have heard it's best to take it head on. Easier said than done. There's a knock on the door. Excuse me, sir. Venus, you don't always have to check up on people like this. It is what I meant to do. Is that a problem? Sorry, no, I understand. Would you like me to leave? You seem even more distraught now than before. It's been a rough last few days. I need to know something first. You can't lie, correct? Correct, my programming does not allow it. Then why did you tell Betty you didn't know how you got damaged? I didn't want any trouble to fall on Gloria, but you can't lie. You are in emotional distress, can I help with that? Venus, sex is your solution to everything, isn't it? That is what I was made for, so yes.
Alright.
Alright, fine. Better. And she says, better? I need to find a new kind of therapy. This is the only one I know how to offer. I'll take what I can get, I guess. I'll try to perform as best as I can. I know. Sexual relations has always been a release for you, hasn't it? Among other things, yeah. This is the least self-destructive, though. Shall we get started? Come and sit down in front of me. Anything you want me to do? Doesn't matter. Then give me your foot. My foot? Yes. Thank you. Foot stuff isn't really a thing for... Though I'll admit that does feel pretty good. One second. Yeah, I can see why people may like this. Can we try something else? There are other options that can be utilized. Heh, utilized? Romantic. It doesn't have to be. Phew, I guess you're not wrong there. Do you like that? I do. Venus begins to slowly suck on your tip. You can feel the synthetic moisture inside her mouth building up. Why is Vostok even interested in Gloria when they have you? It makes no sense. You must be a gold mine for them. Remember, Betty has heavily modified me. Even so, can I show you my laptop protocol? I just acquired it. Your what? Oh, you mean your lap dance protocol. Sure. Correction noted. Thank you. Is this adequate, Daddy? Yeah, and, Daddy? Princess mode is currently locked in. My apologies. I'm not gonna complain. Anything else you would like? Can you lean over against the wall? Anything for you. Thank you. No need to thank me. It's why I'm here. Still, thank you. I feel I'm taking advantage of you. Quite the contrary, you're teaching me many things. Grim, are most men this apprehensive while in the process of intercourse? What? No, I don't think so. Very good. Is that a problem? Is what? Being apprehensive. Not at all. This is a very good process in my learning. Okay. Perhaps we can try something else. Make you feel more normal? Like? Well, Daddy, we can do some anal if you like.
Okay.
Nah, that's fine. Hold on. Sure, alright. Make sure you enter slowly. It doesn't hurt, does it? Heh, I don't feel pain. Right, I'm an idiot. Here we go. As you push in, a shock rips through your body. Huh. Remember they said, don't fuck the androids? Gah! Goddamn, what the fuck was that? Oh my, I'm so embarrassed. Ow! I apologize, I have been locked in the princess mode. You did not currently have the needed score for anal entry. That's how they're gonna fucking work these things, folks. There's your little red pill. Y'all know that they're gonna do this shit. Sorry, you don't have the score for that right now. It's like, damn it. Oh, I have added points to your profile to unlock that feature. Unlock? Unlock? Holy shit. You talking about we gonna have to unlock fucking positions like you unlock wrestlers in a game? Yes, it is done. Try again. Please, it will also ensure it's working properly. You gotta bug test this bitch? There we go! Yes, it is working perfectly now. That feels much better than being electrocuted? Heh, yeah! Well, keep going until you want to do something else. Well, do. You know there's going to be a shitload of comments when people see this.
Yeah.
What do you mean they protected the anal with electrocution? They're totally going to do that with sex bots. Yes, gentlemen, I told you that. If the hardcore feminists, whatever progressives have their way, they're going to lock down these bots like that. You're gonna try to fucking get a blowjob and you're gonna get electrocuted. Ah, you're frying my dick! That's literally what's gonna happen. Lay down with me. There we go. Better. Let me play with you more. I think a massage is required. Not sure that counts as one. Of course it does. Very good, you're starting to get less tense. Venus's grip tightens. Why are your eyes red? Ow! Ow! Not so... hard! Venus, make client less tense. Ah! Venus! Stop! Oh my, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. You almost tried to rip my dick off. My God! It's my fault, not yours. How about I get on top of you instead? I'll risk it. Venus climbs up on top of you. Did we have vaginal access unlocked? That would not be a very good thing if get electrocuted again.
Well, we've already done it, so I figured.
How is that? Oh, that works. They did it anal. They didn't do it vaginal.
Yeah, they did vaginal first, and then...
Oh, okay. Just take it slow. I'm not exactly in my prime right now. Certainly. Venus lifts herself up, gliding up and down on you. Better? Oh, much better. Let me fuck you nice and slow. Let's try to keep it that way this time. I'll try. Venus's body tightens. Ah, yes, Daddy. Holy shit. So, Daddy, how else may I assist you? I think we're ready to come. I can tell you're almost ready to come. I am? Then just let me know where you would like to do it. Let's see, it's a robot!
Yeah.
Spread your legs. With pleasure. Oh, shit! Here, it! Yes, look at me while you explode inside me. Here it comes! Wow, thank you, Venus. It was my pleasure, but the madam is most likely curious as to where I've gone off to. Sure thing, I need to clean up anyway. Make sure you talk with your friends, I believe it will help you. No, I will leave you be. Thanks. She is correct, sir. Damn, Sam, are you always listening? Yes, sometimes to my detriment, but she is correct. You can't hide out down here the entire time. I know.
Fine, Sam. Same
yeah, the one we did. Sonya, you doing okay? Just dandy. Betty was pretty harsh. I get it. Hell, I deserve it. We chose this line of work. We have to live with it. The shit we did in the service wasn't much better. I've been hurting people all my life. So we help people now. And that's what has me thinking. About? What do we do when we get her? Every good option ends with her out of LA. On the run is no way to live. No point in worrying about it yet. You get yourself squared away? As much as possible, yeah. We good to go then? Wait, did you touch Betty's beer? Trust me, she won't miss this piss water. Rather drink Schlitz.
Schlitz?
Schlitz? Schlitz. That's between you and her. Just add it to what I owe her. But I wanted to tell you that we're... They're interrupted by a knock at the door. Ah. Meeting with everyone. Am I the first one here? Not exactly. What is she doing here? She's with us now. Just like that? All is forgiven? The attack on your clinic shouldn't have happened. Katie responds in a cold, precise tone. But it did. Your people. I'm sorry. They bound me, gagged me, left me in a closet. Katie, she's here to help. Really, she is. I had to leave my clinic behind. It's all I have. I lost everything. Do you have any idea what that's like? Yes. Katie curses under her breath and turns to you. Why is she here? Because I trust her. Not good enough. We can use help, and right now we need every bit we can get. The door opens behind you. You fucking bitch! Shit! You dare show your fucking face around here? Ellen, stay cool! No, fuck that noise! Ah! Ellen slaps Sonya clear across the face. It sounds like a gun went off. You fucking traitor, do you know what you've done? Yeah, I deserve that. Ellen, calm down. Yeah, yeah, I'm done. So you're gonna tell us why your bitch wife is here? Oh, yeah. If it wasn't for her, I'd be dead. Well, if it wasn't for her, maybe Henry would still be alive and Gloria wouldn't be missing.
We all made mistakes.
And if you didn't give me this job, we wouldn't be here. If I didn't agree to work for Meredith, lots of blame to go around. Both of you have reason to hate my guts. But Grim and I know where Gloria is. I swear we'll bring her back. Where is she? Grim, tell them. The pit. The pit. I know the stories are probably exaggerated, but still. I'm coming. That place is dangerous. You take her there, it's gonna be a massacre. And some of my fans hang out there. I can get you in. Sorry, but they kidnapped her. A couple of groupies won't help more than firepower. Well, I don't trust you. Then trust Stella or Judy. If you're not a Milcher, you're not welcome. They both have a point. Back me up here. I've seen the gangs there, Ellen. But you're right. If they go in guns blazing, people might die. So what's it gonna be? Friendly face? Or firepower?
Friendly face?
The fuck is what? Option C?
I wonder.
Grim, you know you have a much better chance of getting in there with me. Sure. Then what do you do when they decide that they want to string you up? Sing them a song? Yeah, exactly. Stop. I'm going with option C. The fuck is option C? Gotta find Abby. Who? One sec. Come on, pick up. Wait, what in the prime? I told that bitch you weren't dead. Yeah, alive. Look, I don't have a lot of time. What's up? Get Abby and tell her to meet me at that old sushi stand by my place. Abby? Hey, I told you her ass was mine. You want to hit that, you need permission. Chandra, just bring her, alright? Fuck, fine. What crawled up your ass? Now, Chandra. Sure thing, Mom. End the call, Sam. Call ended, sir. What the fuck was that? Patience. I'll be back. Da-da-da-da-da. Abby. Not the one from Left 4 Dead. Not Left 4 Dead. Not The Last of Us, Abby, either. Sonya looks more like The Last of Us, Abby, if I'm gonna be honest. Where is she? Sam, has she tried to call? No. Should I call her? Not yet. Anything else? Nah, I'm good, thank you. You need to eat more. You look awful. It's been a long week. A Meltdown roll makes everything better. Next time. Shh, quiet. How long are you gonna hide over there? Hey, Play, I gotta make sure you weren't being followed. Alright, I wanted to see if your super skills would notice me. Abby with you? I'm right here. She pulled me out of bed. Hello to you, too. I need to talk to you. What the fuck? Why are you being such a prime dick? Chandra, for fuck's sake, please. Whatever. See if I care. Shandy, just say you're sorry. She's been worried all week, Grim. Okay, my bad. And I have not. It's good to see you, too. Yeah, thanks. Now that that's done, Abby? Yeah? I actually need your help. Me? What, your injuries won't let you jerk off and you need help? What do you need? You're gonna help me get into the pit. Did you take a bullet to the head? That's Spectrum. So, Abby, can you help me? No, she fucking can't. Fuck off. We're out of here. Don't speak for me. I'll talk all I want. Did you hear what he said? The pit. I can take care of myself. Yeah, you had that Josh shit under control, right? I wasn't myself. You won't be yourself if you're dead. This isn't your choice. You know what? Go then. Get fucking raped and eaten in the pit. See if I care. Chandra, wait. Chandra! I could have handled that better. She'll get over it. I know she will. Just gonna take a lot of ice cream. I assumed hardcore drugs. Some good peanut butter swirl? Not much difference. Heh. So this about that girl you told me about? You don't miss a beat. Everyone in the city is looking for her. Makes sense to hide in the place no cops will go. Smart. But this is dangerous. Chandra wasn't wrong. The pit. I know all about it. You do? It was a few years back when my change happened. Had a rough day at school, so I ran. What happened? Stayed for a couple of days, felt horrible. Then I heard there were a couple of yuppies going crazy asking about a girl with horns all over Meltown. Your parents? Yeah. Dad was so dumb, he's lucky he didn't get himself killed. But that's just how he is. I knew then I wanted to go home. You ever go back? From time to time. Okay then. One problem though. These are my pass in, rather. let me do that again. One problem though, these are my pass in. But I'll take my chances. Don't have a choice. Then I'll help on one condition. Shoot. I get the car when they kill you in there. Guess I'll just hold on to the keys then. I don't plan on losing her. Later in the morning. This must be the place. Let's go. Keep behind me and be careful, Abby. If anything happens, you run. I'll be fine. You? Not so much. Thanks for the vote of confidence. I'm being realistic. Ghosts put people on edge. Well, I won't start anything. It's cute you think that matters. Still, stay behind me. It wouldn't feel right otherwise. Heh, such a gentleman. Just don't die. Shandy likes you for some reason. Is she stable? It would appear so. Gloria, I know you are awake again. Yeah. We have some clothes for you. It is not much. How are you feeling? I'm fine. You said that before. What do the scans say? Nothing new. So, I'm fine. And I've been fine before. Honestly, I just want to go home. That wouldn't be safe for anyone. You know that. Nowhere is safe. That's true, but this place is safer. No one's gonna find you here. We can help each other, Gloria. I wish you could see that. I know you think you mean well, but that's what's gonna get you killed. Chapter 9, The Pit. Sam, is this it? I cannot be certain, but there's an unreported power draw as well as higher than normal net traffic all focused here. Good enough for me. To the left is a ventilation system, and to the right is a loading bay of some kind. Thank you, Sam. Of course, sir. Talking to yourself is a sign of insanity. You know that, right? Talking to my AI, the only speaker he can use is my headset. Sorry, I know. Was a joke. Helps calm my nerves. So what's the plan? Not sure yet. Let's get a feel for the place first.
Left or right?
This could work. The vent? Nice joke. I'm not joking, this is a good alternative. If you were gonna sneak in, why even bother bringing me? I could still use you inside, but this means I can get in without tipping them off. I should have listened to Shandy.
Keep looking at it.
Let's see what other options we have. Prime.
Right.
Up ahead is a loading bay. Most likely they haul those things inside. Would that even work? How do we know they'll take them in? Did the same thing in Zanzibar. It's rare they check the stock on each crate. I don't know, just something about being stuffed inside a little box. It really could work. Maybe, but I'm just not comfortable with that. Hey, no problem, we can figure something else out. We still have the front door, we can get in. You maybe, no idea about me. That's why I'm here, isn't it? So you still up for this? I said I would, least I can do. Problem is, they don't like outsiders. Arm outsiders even less. Yeah, point. In that case, let's see if there's another option. No argument from me. Seem like we have a choice.
I guess left.
Because we went right and they said... Oh, Let me stash my weapon here. If we're going through the front, good idea. There. That should help with the front door option. We good now? Yeah, let's give it the old college try. Alright, lead the way. Just follow my lead. And stay quiet. They aren't big on snark from normies, or in general. Alright, lips are sealed. As you approach the entrance, you hear a chime and the security camera focuses on you. A gravelly voice comes out of a nearby speaker. Stop it right there. What's the password? There isn't one. Try harder. Business? Here to party. Get away for a few days. True that. Who's the gimp? He's with me. Leave him. He's a norm. Denied. Not leaving my party favor out here. Still a norm. Do I really have to say it? He's a tail chaser in fetish gear. Slave here follows my every command. A fun change of pace. Fine, but it's on you if your pet makes a mess. Your pet? Just go with it. That went well. I told you, you should trust me more. Perfect. Only one guard here makes things easier. Can you say that as if you aren't planning to murder him? I only kill if I have to. Hilarious joke, truly. I'm being serious. Okay, well, joke more then, and don't kill anyone. I'll give it the old college try. Okay, you two, stop there. Hey, Rob, long time no see. Abby, how long has it been? Hard to say, missed it here. Life outside gets tiring. At least you have the option. What's with the skag? Think it's obvious, don't you? Or are pets not allowed anymore? You could do better. Probably. We cool, though. We cool, though? Yeah, whatever. Just make sure he doesn't cause any trouble. The hell? Didn't expect the pit to be a club. Yeah, it's more than that. For those of us who can't pass, it's a place where we can unwind. Walk around without being judged and just have fun. Fun? Shit, looks like it's about to be 5 minutes off of turning into an orgy. Only some nights. What? I said only some nights. I was making a joke. Oh, so this is new? Not new, just more. You miss it? Love a good mosh pit, but nah. Getting groped by strangers loses its charm. Hey, this is awesome. Hey, who's in charge around here? I am. Woo! If I ever turn into a woo girl, just put me out of my misery. What? I said. Never mind. Let's get to the side before we go deaf. Yeah, of course. There are seats over there. And that has nothing to do with the strippers, I'm sure. They may have info. Holy shit, what's that guy doing here? You know Toad? Todd. Excuse me, Todd. You know Todd? Not well, he's a resident mechanic. A maniac? Mechanic! Yeah, I know. So why did you ask? Given the choice, I'm thinking strippers. Wow, I can at least hear myself think over here. You sound like such an old man. And you sound like Chandra. Ha, guess I do. Never took you for a club girl. Not like you know me that well. Like I said, a good mosh and good tunes, I can dig it. Just give me a dive bar. The less light, the better, and a broken jukebox in the corner. The hell is a jukebox? Hey, I don't want to break up your conversation, cutie, but you can't stay there for free. You two want me to pay for a dance?
Well, pay the first show.
Sure, but I want some information on the side. Whatever you want, sweetheart. Sam, transfer her credits. Enjoy, sir. That'll cover it. Now sit back and relax. So you're new. Surprised they let a ghost in. That obvious, am I? You stick out, sweetie, but in a good way. Goes with the territory. So what brings you here? Let me guess, you are looking for little old me? Not unless you're in charge around here. Wouldn't that be nice, but no. Then who? Lately? Little Big, current lord of the castle. Where can we find him? Right in there. But you need a referral. How much? Hon, I only work here. Now, Bambi, on the other hand, might be able to help you. I can get her for you. Please. Hey, Bambi, these two want a special show. Why you bother? Nico here paid for his dance. Please? So these two want a special show, in a sense. We're looking to meet Little Big. Can you sit down so we can discuss it? Trouble is what you smell like, but we'll rattle. Nia, keep Nico happy. He's been long time waiting. No problem, Bambi. I'll cover you. Now, Ghost Man and Lady. Lady goes. She's a clear mirror. You and Bambi gonna talk real truth. She stays with me. Then conversation over. Or she goes and we two stay. Yeah, it's fine. I'll see if I can find some old friends. Gotta be someone I know around here. Keep close, okay? Cross my heart. Danger bringing her here. Looks the look, but she's just visiting us in the dark. Most are. She's better at this than she seems. But Danger, why you bring her here? You needed a key for the front door? I did. Yeah, I did. With her on my arm, I wouldn't stand out as much. That is true intent, but you smell of someone not where he belongs. Nothing changing that, ghost man. Never said I was a ghost. I never say I'm a stripper, but clear as sky that I am. You got me. Ice-blooded, though. Pretty girls get gone in this pit every time, all times. I won't let that happen. Not always about let. Ghosts should brain that. Yeah. You say she is helping, but what with? That my ass. We're looking for someone. Little Big? No, but you want Little Big to find what you're looking for. Looking for a girl, I know she's here. Pay her personal. She's in danger. I mean to keep her out of it. You have that power? I think she has more than you. Might be true. Not might, she does. Mirror is near clean now, but one big smudge. Lawman looking for you, yes? Smart thing would be to run from LA, but not you. This is not whole story. Something more with her. Her and yourself. You're right. I feel a connection with her. Can't explain it, but it's there. Connect enough to step in hell. Yes, that is truth. Now the dance begins. We all have a role. Whatever you want. Enjoy it. Or at least pretend. As for Little Big, don't piss him off. Trust me. You won't like him angry. I'll try my best. I'm serious. If you do, I will be the first to tell him to feed you to the dogs. Do we understand each other? Fully. Now go find your friend and come back when you're ready. Thank you. Shit, where did she go off to? Oomph. Sorry about that. Yeah, no problem. Abby. Ah, there she is. You scared me for a second there. Still in one piece, not kidnapped or raped, so all good. I see that. So who's your friend? I'm Krista. I knew Abby back in school. Yeah. So you hung out a lot? Not really. Wow, Abby, your man here is molten. Thanks? Yeah, so anyway, find out anything, Grim? Maybe. We need to wait and see. Grim, I like that name. Sounds so dreamy. Ah, it does? Totally. I can see myself screaming it out at the top of my lungs. Krista, sorry, but we're a little busy right now. Oh, I get it. Staking your claim, I get it. And who said that you were gonna die a fat virgin cat lady? You did, a few times. Oh, right, I did. Shit, booze talking. And a little cinder, too. But you are super hot now, even with the horns. Yeah, so... sorry, I'll leave you two be. Have fun. She seems... nice? She is Krista. So is she a friend of yours? Friend? She was our prom queen. We barely talked. I'm surprised she remembered my name. Heh, she did have a bit of a passive-aggressive thing going on there. You learn to ignore it after a few years. She's just jealous you grew up to be way hotter than her. The compliment wasn't needed, but I'll take it. I mean it. Blow any more smoke up my butt and it'll float off. Let's go. Let me see what they're hiding out back. Damn, I can hear myself think again. Sam, can you give us some kind of idea what's around? To the south at the back of the facility is the location that the ventilation system appears to be connected. To the west is an older section of the structure. Finally, to the north is the main populated area. Thanks, Sam. Let's go check out the old section. Wait, do you hear that? Sounds big and mechanical.
Exactly.
Let's see what we got here.
Yeah,
that's a big boy guard in that room. What does that mean for us? If I had to guess, it means that anyone going down that hall is gonna get ripped apart by dual phalanx cannons. Isn't like blowing up those things your job? Sometimes, but it's a straight shot, no cover. Even if I could hurt it. Ideas? A distraction though, that could work. Only one of them, if there was an emergency in that sector. What kind of emergency? Fucking if I know. Let's check around more. Let's head back to that club area. Hold on, let's not. Let's see what they have stashed in the back. What the hell is this? It would appear to be a lab, sir. No shit, Sam, but a lab for what? What is all this fuel for? I don't know, but I wouldn't touch it. Well, fuck me. Cinder, and lots of it. They could supply half the city with this setup. Abby. What the fuck, Grim? Yeah, I don't like it either. No, you don't get it, so tell me. This stuff nearly fucking broke me. Half of us are addicted to it if the nets are right. Abby, how fucked am I that I still want it, even after everything? For all the fucking laws and bullshit they put us through, the government can't fuck us up worse than what we do to ourselves. Come on, let's get you out of here. You said you needed a distraction, right?
Yeah.
You think burning this fucking hellhole to the ground would do it? Leave it for now. But it's dangerous. Only if we have to.
I hope we do.
Let's go back to the main room. I don't think I've asked all the questions in the club yet. There may be something we can still get from here. Maybe that big guy can help us. Let's pay a visit to our furry friend. Oh, fuck me sideways. Yeah, I'm back. Not here to start anything, I hope. How in the hell did you get in here anyway? I'm a ghost, Todd. How do you think? No bodies, so you snuck in. Of fucking course. There are no bodies, right? No one is dead unless it's from an overdose, and that won't be on me. But I gotta know, how'd you pull it off? Why do you care so much? I come here because it's supposed to be safe. If any old ghost can get in, nothing special about it, I promise. This place leaks like a sieve. They really need to up the security. So are we gonna sit around jerking off, or are you gonna tell me what you want? Looking for someone. Aren't you always? The last person you were looking for, well, she's been missing for a while. Her friends are looking for her. Are they? Should they be looking for a body, or is she just on vacation? She's on holiday. All expenses paid. She'll be home soon. And this other someone, let me guess, blonde, hot, and dangerous? And in danger. It's my job to keep her safe. That's why I want to talk to the boss. She's safest in Milltown. How much danger can she be in? I still got in, didn't I? Maybe he wanted you in. See what the ghost is all about. What happens when it's not just me? What if it's a full squad of ghosts or LAPD mechs? So let's say a strike squad shows up here trying to get the girl. All heavy mechs. How would you handle it? Run, I'm not an idiot. Look, can we stop with the hypotheticals? I need to meet this guy. Your funeral. I'll be on my best behavior, I promise. Yeah, not buying it. Sorry, Spook, you want in, you're on your own. So what do we do now? Let me try this. A few well-placed shots and you'd be amazed what you can do. Yeah, bullshit, you're either lying or stupid, and I don't think you're stupid. Look, okay. Okay, so yeah, he still says the same thing. Go to the meat?
Yeah, go to the meat. The meat.
Let's meet this head boss. Let's see if they will let us in. There you are. I've been waiting. And can you get us a meat? I voice for you and the Lord Man agrees. I got it. Don't speak like this is nothing. Lord Man wants no wasting time. Speak true and easy pie, dig? Loud and clear. Go now. And be lucky. A low grumbling voice speaks out. I hear you've been asking questions, ghost, that you wanted to meet the lord of this kingdom. But here I am, and here you are. What is it you want? He's a quiet one, my lord. That he is, my darling. He comes to us with a prodigal daughter, yet they both remain silent. Out with it. You know him?
Yeah, I think so.
We know you have Gloria Connor. And if we do, then I want you to hand her over to me. My eyes on the streets told me you were stern. Wouldn't even let the poor thing talk to a child. Fuck me. Yeah, for her protection. Apparently smart, since I never know who's listening. Eyes and ears everywhere. Statement still holds true. Release her to me. Why is she staring at our Lord so? He is majestic, is he not? There are parts of him that are even harder than his horns. Wait, Clarence? You're Clarence. Holy shit, you grew. Clarence? There is no Clarence here. I am Little Big and I am Lord here, are we clear? Okay, yeah, total clarity, my bad. Ghost, did you think bringing her here would help your cause? Looks like it did, but back to business. I'm here for the girl and I'm not leaving without her. I wouldn't fuck with him, Clarence. Do you even understand what you're dealing with? What we understand is none of your concern. I think it is. You see a paycheck, Ghost. We see something else. You understand that she's not in control of her powers. She will learn. Where better to than among her own kind? Every time she uses them, it hurts her. Sometimes also those around her. She took out a squad of LAPD and several highly trained ghosts in an instant. She destroyed a red moon like it was nothing. And you think you'll fare any different? Good luck. I did not know this. Why does that matter? If she joins us, she'll be with a new family, protector and protected. But the ghost speaks true. Death follows her. And if she wishes to leave and we force her to stay, are we different from our hunters? Enough! We don't wish to hurt or control her, Ghost. Just protect her. There's more than that. What about her hunters? The person she cared most about in this world wanted to do the same. He could have walked into the pit unarmed and taken every single one of you out. He's dead now, and you think you have a chance? Are you threatening us? I'm warning you, you're not ready for what's coming after her. If that's true, do the right thing. By letting her go with you? I think not. We may be monsters, but we do right by our own. Is pumping them full of cinder doing right by them? Unnecessary evil. Yeah, of course, getting us fucked out of our minds. How could I have lived without it? No, don't put your problems on me, Abigail. The blame is your own. I was 16 when I first tried it. No one forced you. Hell, I warned you. You were in our world for a few days before it was too much to bear. It was an easy out, maybe, but it was an escape, wasn't it? Not worth it. But let me guess, you still couldn't stop yourself from coming back for more. You wanted to stay clean now. I wish you the best. But you don't come into our house and tell us how to live. Especially when we welcome you in. Big words, but don't act like it isn't all about the money. I will not be judged by you. Do you have any idea how hard it is to keep order when the police won't? No? I didn't think so. Fine, we have more important things to discuss anyway. Of course, the girl. End of the day, I actually think we may both want what is best for her, but she's not your tool. You think we don't understand that? She is an ally, or she will be when she understands. And what if she doesn't? Or if she won't agree to what you want? She will. She has to. You're just like Baynard. Push comes to shove, it's all about your game, not hers. Be very careful with your next words. What, did I hit a little too close to home? Neither one of us wants to give an inch. I respect your strength of will. So what if we... Boss, we have LAPD coming. There's a lot of them. What? How do they get so close? Where is Sesh? I don't know, sir. Begin the evacuation, and hold them at the front as long as you can. This is what I was saying would happen. Baynard is not messing around. We have to get her out of here now. Bah, come with me. We must get her safe. Follow me. Why the change of heart? You coming or not? Security clearance. Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango, Echo. Awaiting new orders. New orders. Destroy any non-living creature in the compound. Screaming is heard coming from down the hallway. We don't have much time. Listen to me. Behind the cabin is a service tunnel leading to the surface. Get her and get out. What about you? I have my people to protect. Go! Come on. Gloria! Huh? Oh my god, Grim! You're okay, how did you find me? Long story, are you okay? Yeah, mostly. I would have preferred being in the club, I could hear from here, but that wasn't happening. We need to get moving. Might want to wear something that covers the ass if we're walking her out of here. That's a good call, thanks, Abby. Yeah, do we know each other? Not yet. Nice to meet you. Okay, that's weird. Here, throw this on. It was just laying there. Perfect, thanks. So I guess we're running? Yeah, Big Little or whatever his name was once it's gone. Things are getting dangerous up there. I can feel it. He said there was an exit in this room somewhere. Alarms continue to blare through the compound. What the hell is happening anyway? This is LAPD. Everyone remain where you are. Guess diplomacy failed. Abby, behind that cabinet. I got it. Ugh, it's stuck. I can do it. Wow, right to the surface. How much further, Sam? Almost to the surface, sir. Your vehicle is just ahead. That was something. I couldn't have done this without you. Thank you. It worked out. We're alive. True, you will owe me forever. But it's all good. I think he owes a lot of people. I hope they made it out. It's not their first raid. I'm sure they'll be fine. Hey, Gloria. Abby. But you knew that. Yeah. You gotta tell me how that works. If I knew, I would. Meanwhile, at Baynard headquarters. Okay. Miss, we got reports back from the recent LAPD raid in Lakewood. And? The LAPD was disappointed in the number of arrests. One or two low-level drug dealers as well as outsiders there for entertainment. None of the leadership appears to have been captured. I don't care about that. What about Miss Connor? They were not able to locate her, miss. Still no sightings of Grimm? Only unconfirmed reports of his vehicle in different locations around the city. Thank you, Hope. I hate not knowing. Hope, stop the treadmill and look up this Luciana Lopez from Caracas. Caracas. Of course, miss. Ugh. Can you give me any background information on her? She has no records besides her place of birth, death, and the location of internment. Wait, where was that? Baynard headquarters in Los Angeles. Huh? What, her body is here? According to the records, her body was delivered here. For what reason? You do not have sufficient clearance for that access. Kill the lights. I need to find her. Any idea where? I'm afraid I cannot divulge that information. Worth a shot. Start the shower. I need to do some searching after. That would be ill-advised. I wasn't asking for permission. And Hope? Yes, miss? Delete all references to this conversation. Of course, miss. Now let's find this Luciana. Okay. And that seems like a good spot to leave off. Bunch of shit happened. Very interesting. The drama just continues to...
It's building.
Oh man, it's getting good. And if you guys want to continue on further, all you gotta do is buy the game. You can support the Patreon, or you can just get it from itch.io and enjoy the story your way. That's the cool thing about these guys. You know, we read them one way, but there's always other choices you can make. And you can... Replayability is just ridiculous in these, because you can go back through them so many times. And not just this, but being a dick. You think about how many, you know, there's a chick path in that. You can be a chick instead of a dick, and it's a completely different path.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So there's so many different paths in these games. They're like choose your own adventure books. And when I was growing up, I used to love those stupid things. I would try to find every single path I could go. I had some Dungeons and Dragons ones, and they were really, really good, really fun ones. And that's what this reminds me of. Choose your own adventures on a whole new scale with some sex and just amazing. Great time to be alive.
Kind of makes me think of Big when he came up with the idea of comic books that you could choose where the action went.
Yeah, it's really good. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and we are out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley with City of Broken Dreamers.